The first reading is a reading from the book of Micah. Woe to those who plan iniquity and work out evil on their couches. In the morning light they accomplish it when it lies within their power. They covet fields and seize them, houses and they take them. They cheat an owner of his house, a man of his inheritance. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I am planning against this race an evil from which you shall not withdraw your necks, nor shall you walk with head high, for it will be a time of evil. On that day, a satyr shall be sung over you, and there shall be a plaintive chant. Our ruin is complete, our fields are portioned out among our captors. The fields of my people are measured out, and no one can get them back. Thus you shall have no one to mark out boundaries by lot in the assembly of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Do not forget the poor, O Lord. Do not forget the poor, O Lord. Why, O Lord, do you stand aloof? Why hide in times of distress? Proudly the wicked harass the afflicted, who are caught in the devices the wicked have contrived. Do not forget the poor, O Lord. For the wicked man glories in his greed, and the covetous blasphemes, sets the Lord at naught. The wicked man boasts, he will not avenge it. There is no God, sums up his thoughts. Do not forget the poor, O Lord. His mouth is full of cursing, guile, and deceit. Under his tongue are mischief and iniquity. He lurks in ambush near the villages. In hiding he murders the innocent. His eyes spy upon the unfortunate. Do not forget the poor, O Lord. You do see, for you behold misery and sorrow, taking them in your hands. On you the unfortunate man depends. Of the fatherless you are the helper. Do not forget the poor, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all. But he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken to Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him. And he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory. And in his name the Gentiles will hope. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today you see how the Gospel and the first reading go hand in hand. In the first reading, you talk about, you know, those who plan iniquity, those who want to hurt others. God's going to, in his justice, is going to make them pay for what they do. See, nobody gets away with anything. You know, the only thing is if a person keeps focusing on hurting others, be it gossiping, you know, even nowadays, people do calumny and they do detraction. You know, that's mortally sinful. And yet people do it all the time against bishops, against the Pope. So when you do mortal sin against, because you're filled with anger and filled with all this stuff, it comes against you, especially if you don't repent. It comes against those people who hurt others, who kill babies, who do all this stuff. Those things, it comes back at you and bites you. Now, if you repent, Jesus Christ will give mercy. But if you don't repent, there's only justice. So don't ever think that evil people get away with things. They never do. God is a God of justice. But if you feel that you, though, are going to have a lot coming at you, you need to repent. And if you repent, then this God will bring you hope and mercy. It all depends on you, right? You decide whether you'll receive mercy or justice. Choose to receive mercy. Repent. And the mercy of God will come upon you. If not, justice will come. Choose mercy. Choose Jesus. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.